In your view, is Christianity in rise, demise, or net neutral? What is your forecast for the next 100 years? I have no idea. I have no idea. I will say this. I'll put these two together. Probably 10, 12 years ago, I was invited in a very secretive and hidden meeting in Egypt with just a very small number of people from all over the world. And we were given briefings from the top authorities who would know this sort of thing about the Islam faith. We may have some of you here that are Muslim, but we were given, very, very detailed stuff going on. And at that point, now keep in mind, if you can picture 10 years ago, things were a lot different than they are now, but 10 years ago is when we did have a 9/11 and things were just beginning, much long before that, but things were just beginning to kind of spiral in big ways. And the study on demography, and you know what I mean by demography? It's the growth of by family, how many children people have and so forth. But if you take the demography of the world and take it into all of its different religions, and they gave us all breakdowns on this, the average number of people being born within the Muslim faith was 4.1, I think, at that time. It may have changed, but I think it was 4.1. And the rest of the world was either at 0.9, and some countries were 1.0, I think America was 1.2 or 3 or something like that. But if you took all of that into account and you extrapolated that out over time, they said that in 100 years, just by demography growth alone, do you know what percentage of the world would be Muslim? And it was 99%. Just demography alone. Now, at the same time, I've been in that part of the world multiple times since then, and I get a report every year from this same group. We meet together somewhere on the globe, somewhere we meet, and we get a report on what's happening. And I will say it's very, very interesting that there has never, ever been the rise of conversion among people of the Muslim faith as today. Incredible numbers. And there is much of that is happening through, as I mentioned earlier, dreams and revelations. And if you hear a story and these people tell this, oh my gosh, it just blows you away, the amazing stories that you hear. But there is an incredible rise that wasn't taking place when we first went to that meeting. In fact, that meeting was more than 10 years ago. It was probably 15. Carol says, my wife says, whenever you use how long something was ago, whatever you think it is, double it, and you're not quite there yet. So this may have been 15, 18 years ago. But whatever the case, there is an increasing number of people becoming Christians out of the Muslim faith, which is very interesting. So who knows what's going to happen in 100 years? In my opinion, this world could go on for 100 years from now and still be going on as we know it today. The Bible says it's coming to an end. I believe that. But it doesn't mean it has to be within my lifetime or the next life. Every generation has thought it's just about to come. And they say that time after time. So I'm not going to fall there. I say, I don't know. But I'll say this. I do believe that Christians in this country are in for a splash of that ice water as Johnny Erickson talks about it. We're going to be just hit, as we're already starting to see, that Christianity is no longer the popular, accepted, and noble, and wonderful faith of our people of this country. That's gone now. We're now a humanistic and secularistic country. That's not all bad in terms of what God can do. I think there's some ways in which now all this counterfeit stuff's going to get washed away, and people will see who really are Christians and who are not. And there's going to be good coming out of that. But that'd be some of my ideas, but what does that matter anyway?